This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Russians continue to hit the Ukrainians through the air, especially in the western Ukraine. Pretty difficult what's happening to the people. While some are fleeing, some are returning home, and they are within 25 miles of that Poland crossing where so many have escaped, and that's the scary part as they try to navigate through a rain of bullets and potential missiles and things that have hit people that are in those areas, in those zones that they need to get through to be able to get to safety. But more than 2 million, in fact, 2.7 million is what the numbers that are coming out of the Ukraine say as far as people that have crossed to safety. That's the good news. Hey, everybody, hope you had a great weekend. Kate Delaney, once again, thanks for hanging with us here on this show. Some more details about the latest on the Ukraine, because you keep asking me for it, and it is something that we're obviously watching. I've had some people ask, and maybe people in your world are saying the same thing. Are they just kind of burying their head in the sand and not paying attention to some of the details of the what's going on in the Ukraine and what's happening with Vladimir Putin? Or is there fear that this is World War II? Lately, I've had people ask me, do I think it's World War II? It looks scary, doesn't it? Because to see another country move on a country this way, we haven't seen this. We've experienced it, but we haven't seen it in a while, and it just keeps getting compared to World War II. The International Committee of the Red Cross has warned that time is running out for people that are still in the middle, that are trying to get out, that are trapped in Mariupol, for example. 2,000 people have been killed there in a basement in Kyiv. Here's a great example, the Ukrainian capital. You've got nannies that are keeping 19 surrogate babies alive. You have stories of incredible heroism of the people that are trying to help other people, those that had stayed behind to help children especially. You have the story of Ivan Fedorov, the 33-year-old mayor of the southern Ukrainian city of Metopolo, who encouraged a lot of defiance against the Russian soldiers. Then he was arrested, and they haven't heard from him since. Then there is the story of Brent Renaud, an award-winning American filmmaker and journalist, and he was killed in the Ukraine yesterday in a suburb of Kyiv. He had been a contributor to the New York Times in recent years, and his reporting partner was hospitalized, so the partner, Juan Arendo, made it, but he did not make it. And I think one of the big stories is sanctions do work. The war has led even England to go after the ultra-wealthy Russians in London. So the U.S. is saying that a super yacht in an Italian dry dock might be associated with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and they're trying to go after that. You know, you look at the oligarchs, and one of the things they were promised by Vladimir Putin was this bag of riches, and they were very, very happy. But curbing the flood of corrupt money is going to require going after lots of different people, and some of them aren't necessarily known names. There are known names who have serious money, like Roman Abramovich. He's the billionaire owner of the Chelsea soccer team, and, you know, he is highly visible. But there are others that aren't quite as visible, and often they are part of a mob, an underground mob that has nothing but money. You hear these stories of people buying real estate in the United States, and they show up with serious suitcases full of money. And a lot of times there are some of these more nefarious Russian types, right? I'm not saying there aren't Russians who have legal businesses. Of course there are. But then there's this other underbelly, and certainly that's documented in the United States. And in London, they've got people like Abramovich, who has definite ties to Vladimir Putin. And there are people in the British government who are looking at ways that they can clamp down on that flow and let them feel the pressure. So on Friday, they definitely went in that direction when they imposed sanctions on 386 members of what they call Duma, the lower house of Russia's parliament, for recognizing the independence of two separatist regions of the Ukraine. That'll prevent the lawmakers from traveling to England and freeze their assets in the country, which is potentially a heavy penalty for Duma members who do not have oligarch-scale wealth. So they're wealthy, but not quite as wealthy as some of the others. And this is where their targets are. There are others that the government has blacklisted, like Igor Seshchin, who is a confidant of Vladimir Putin's. He runs an oil giant company, Rosneft. And then there is a banker who's known for renting a lavish ski chalet during the World Economic Forum meeting in Davos, Switzerland. And he's well known. And there are so many others who are connected and certainly known. So when the gloves come off in the UK, as they have in the United States and some other places, I think this is something that will help squeeze Putin a lot more because of the promises that he's made and because of the tactics of what's happened with the richest of the richest of the oligarchs and the others. And these are often, you know, people who make heavy donations to education, charity, arts in the United States, in the UK and France and many other places. So squeezing them, I think, will have some repercussions for Vladimir Putin, because that's the other question that keeps getting asked. How does Putin just continue to thrive? And part of that is there is no information that gets out to the Russian people. Some has, because there have been protests, but a lot of those people are threatened with 15 years imprisonment if they say certain things about a war, about an occupation in the Ukraine. Because, of course, it is a communist country, and what the megalomaniac, which would be Putin, wants the people to know is what they are pumped full with, not what's really happening in the Ukraine and the move on so many of those innocent people, right? And in the meantime, here at home, there still is the complaints about what you have to pay when you pull up to a gas station. You know, are you paying almost $5? Some people are paying $5 or more, but most people in America are paying at least $4, maybe a little over $4 when they fill up. And you can feel it across all sectors because of what that's doing to those who deliver food and other products. So you can expect to pay more, at least for the next couple of months. Coming up next, fair or foul. I'll meet you in the winner's circle.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Jeremy Paulson joins us. He's the technical maestro for this particular show. Hey, Jeremy.
Hello.
I like that. Hello. So, fair or foul, snow in mid-March when you live in the Midwest?
Foul. My birthday is at the end of March and I don't want snow.
You grew up in very cold weather, and you live in very cold weather where it does snow sometimes late into March, so you should be used to it.
Yeah, it doesn't mean I like it.
No, you don't like it? Wow. You know what? I think it is weird. It feels, but I grew up in Philly where, yeah, it was cold, and we could get that weird snowstorm, but not usually. It's still different than the serious Midwest. So I think it when you're ready for spring, you're ready for spring, and we just had to push the clocks ahead, which that's another fair or foul. Do you like pushing the clocks?
I like to ride my Harley, so I don't want snow on my birthday. I want to be able to go ride my Harley on my birthday.
There you go.
Because it's my birthday.
That's right. Ride your bike. And you heard what I just said there, so we had to spring the clocks ahead. Do you think that's fair or foul, that we have to move the clocks ahead an hour?
I've never understand why we have to do that, but...
The daylight savings time, the whole concept of all of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know
so
what?
I guess it's fair because they've been doing it for, what, 1,000 years? And
1,000 years. So I'll just go along with it. So, you know, that's
what
I'm going to do.
I'll just go with it. I don't understand it, but I'll just go with it.
Well, the whole idea is, of course, you know, the summertime, advancing the clocks during the warmer months so that darkness falls at a later time. That's the reason. So you'd get more sunlight. You could ride your Harley. You'd have extra hours. And then, you know, when it's the cooler months, that you're falling back and you gain that extra hour so that it falls in the different time of day.
So we change it just to change it back later?
I know. I personally, there's a movement to end it, right? Is it time to end the spring forward and fall back? Are we tired of this tradition? A lot of people talk about it, and I guess I am tired of it. I would vote for, yeah, forget it. Why do we have to do it?
I'll just ride in the nighttime, so I don't really
I don't care. I don't know. There is work on the Hill, though, about ending this. There are people that are talking about trying to put a bill out there, end it, and da-da-da. So, you know, this has been around for a long time. You said it's just been around. It's been around since, I want to say, the Standard Time Act. It was 1918, and that's what they adopted in Europe because of World War One, and that became a way to conserve energy. So it makes sense during the war, and it makes sense especially of what they had to do in Europe, but I don't like it. Everybody forgets the time. You're supposed to meet someone, and you wait and see. Monday and Tuesday for some people will be complicated, even though they know that this is happening.
If you have a phone, it automatically updates,
yep.
So it should be fine. It shouldn't bug you. I don't know. I have just... They've been doing it for 100 years, so I guess.
Yeah, I say get rid of it. We'll see if that happens. It's not going to happen anytime soon, that's for sure. How about this? Garage, if you were renting a place or owning a home, just imagine that. What's more important to you? Do you have to have a garage, or is it okay if you just had a carport?
I absolutely have to have a garage. And I think most guys would want a garage because it's like their escape. It's their place, you know. They get in an argument with the lady, they're going to the garage.
I'm going to the garage to tinker with my tools.
Yeah, but I think I have to have a garage. Right now I'm living in a place that doesn't have a garage, so I pay $50 a month for my motorcycle storage, you know.
Bummer. Oh, that'd be $50 you could save if the place you were renting had a garage.
Yeah, right, yeah.
My old
place had a garage. But.
Yeah. And if you have a cycle, that's different. You have to have a place to store it. I agree. I wouldn't just leave it out in the back somewhere.
I used to have three.
Yeah, under a carport? No, that wouldn't work. So you'd have to have one.
Yeah, I had three. And then when I moved to a place with no garage, I sold two of them because I didn't want to pay storage for three bikes.
No kidding. Wow. So you definitely are a biker. There's no doubt. You like it. You like riding. You're part of
it. Yeah, it's like freedom. Yeah.
Freedom!
You know, your life gets you down, you just get on the bike, and you just go down the highway.
Yeah, I get it. It's like me slamming golf balls and, you know, going out and playing golf or being there on the, being out and on the driving range. So that would be my release. And I like a garage because I could care less about tinkering with tools. I have friends that are mechanics and everything else, but I would rather have my car in a garage than have it in a collapsible carport, especially when I live in an area that's windy and gets hail and all kinds of things. So, no, thank you. I've had hail damage
snow,
on
you're
cars.
Talking about snow.
Yeah. I've had hail damage on cars, and I hate that. You come out, and it's like, oh, look at all the dimples, more than on a golf ball. Yeah, it's a hassle. So, no, garage. And that's a selling point for a lot of houses. When people buy houses, a two-car garage, because so often now it's like a one-car garage.
Yeah, there's two big selling points I've noticed. Garages and internet.
Garages and internet. Yeah, you got to have that internet, baby, because if you don't have that internet, you are
stuck.
You
got that high-speed fiber?
No? Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to live here.
Right, I don't want to live there. I got to have it. All right, how about this? If, you know, you have a chance to do one or the other, and especially your birthday's coming up and somebody wanted to treat you, would you rather play laser tag or paintball?
Definitely paintball over laser tag. They're both fun. I feel like laser tag's more like kiddie though, because it's not. You get hit by a laser, it doesn't really hurt. You get hit by a paintball.
I want to nail somebody with my paintball gun. That's what I want to do. Oh, that's funny. Have you played that? Have you done paintball a lot?
I haven't done it a lot, but I have played it. My cousin used to have a little paintball thing in Nebraska.
Mm.
The thing I've been interested in is that soft, airsoft guns.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've been looking at that because it's like the next level of the paintball. You know,
right?
They're doing like these airsoft tournaments where it's like super realistic. They found like a broke down like mall, and they have like team battles and you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that. I knew about, of course, airsoft guns, but I didn't know about a broke down mall and everything. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's a big thing. Like, they have real, like, the guns look super realistic.
Wow.
And they just shoot little salt pellets and
wow.
Yeah. It's a big thing.
When you did your paintball with the cousins in Nebraska, did you ever get just nailed by some you were coming around a corner or something and they nailed you on the head or nailed you on the stomach or anything? No?
No, I was pretty good at hiding.
I'm pretty good at hiding, so I'd probably be good at that game, too. That's so funny. In Nebraska, where in Nebraska?
I think he lived in Valentine at the moment.
Valentine. Mm. Yeah. I used to live in Kearney, Nebraska, so I know Nebraska's kind of a cool place.
I used to live in Ainsworth. Well, my dad lived in Ainsworth.
Yeah, that's an interesting area, too. Wow. So then you know all about Runza's, the big sandwich they have there, and the Runza huts and all that?
Nope.
It's a sandwich that they have that is like beef and cabbage, and it sounds like, oh, that wouldn't be good, but it's actually really good, and that's one of the things that Nebraska is known for. And speaking of food, if you went someplace and you get a sandwich, and a lot of times they say, well, it comes with a soup or a salad, what would you get, soup or salad, fair or foul? Soup is fair or foul?
Depends on the kind of soup. I would say fair, depends on the kind of soup. I like soup over salad. You get more, I think, out of it. You know, it's like harder usually.
More substance.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Whenever I eat salad, it's like I feel like you didn't really eat much.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, salad on its own with a lot in it is different than a side salad, I guess. And
yeah, exactly. And you usually get a side salad when you're getting the soup and a salad.
Right.
And you usually get this tiny salad with, like, nothing.
Yeah, I like soup. I like
I'd rather get the soup.
Yeah. I like soup. There's so many good soups.
Yeah, but there's so many bad soups, too.
Yeah.
I don't like oyster. Don't give me any oyster soup.
No.
Sorry.
No.
I'm not a fan of oyster soup.
No, potato soup is good.
Yeah, my family, there's two things they make in holidays. They make chili and oyster soup.
Oyster soup.
And those are the two things.
A lot of people like it.
Yeah.
Hey, for the last fair or foul, umbrella or no umbrella? If it's raining, drizzling, will you be a guy that has to grab the umbrella and have an umbrella up or no?
No umbrella, you're not a witch, you're not going to die.
You know what? I hate to say this. I feel the same way, but I end up, if it's pouring, I have to go buy umbrellas. So I have so many umbrellas.
Why?
So I have an umbrella collection.
Wear a raincoat, you take it off, you're dry underneath.
Right. Your hair is a mess. I love it. All right. Fair or foul, that was fun. Thanks, Jeremy.
You're welcome.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hailing a big victory in South Carolina and pushing back against President Joe Biden's disaster administration as a train wreck, former President Donald Trump didn't hold back at his Save America rally in Florence, South Carolina.
Well, we need to help stop this brutal invasion. We also have to clean out the rot of our failed foreign policy establishment. It is indeed rotten to the core before these total lunatics lead us down the path of national ruin and World War III. They will do it, too.
Iran's Revolutionary Guards have claimed responsibility for a dozen ballistic missiles that struck Iraq's northern Kurdish regional capital of Erbil in the early hours of this morning. Iran state media reported, adding that the attack was against the United States consulate's new building. The attack caused only material damage and only one civilian was injured. This is USA Radio News. Four more spring breakers have overdosed in Wilton Manors, Florida. They're cadets at the U.S. Military Academy. One of those cadets is on the Army football team. Wilton Manors police say that they've made an arrest in the case in conjunction with the Broward County Sheriff's Office. Axel Cassius was arrested on charges of trafficking cocaine and burglary of an unoccupied dwelling. According to the Sheriff's Office, he's being held on $50,000 bond. A former township clerk and county election supervisor in Michigan has now been charged with ballot tampering in the August 2020 primaries. Kathy Funk is also charged with misconduct in office. Both charges are felonies punishable up to 5 years in prison upon conviction. Funk faces arraignment in Genesee County's district court. Funk was Flint Township's clerk when authorities say she purposely broke seals on ballot containers. According to the Attorney General's office, under Michigan law, that prevented votes inside that container from being counted in a recount. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Wonderful conversation with Tootsie Barron off the air. Her novel just takes you into places that you just cannot believe. She's from New Jersey. I'm from New Jersey, so we completely get it, and I think the people listening will completely understand on the East Coast and elsewhere as well the fascination with the mafia and things that have happened and in incredible twists in this book with a pretty powerful woman. Sugar Paper is the name of the novel. Tootsie, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, you're most welcome. It is my pleasure.
So let's talk about your main character and what the book's about.
Okay, the main character is, I call him Uncle. She calls him Uncle. Kiki calls him Uncle. Kiki is the heroine. Uncle, or the man, he's her unofficial godfather. He is the main character. And he guides her through her life alongside of her father because they are best friends. And when her father passes away, and before he does, he promises her that Uncle will tell her the whole story of her very unusual life and why it was her destiny to go into the business that she ultimately goes into. She basically had no choice. It was her destiny to do that. And she rose to the top of a multi, I'm going to probably say billion-dollar a year business, which is run exclusively by men and controlled by the mob. It's their biggest moneymaker, and that is bookmaking. And she goes to work for a particular family. And basically what she does is, no other woman did what she ultimately achieves. She becomes so good at what she does. She moves money all over the country to other mob families. For her mob family, the one she's working for, she's a bookmaker. And she becomes so great with the numbers that she makes a ton of money for them. I mean, because basically what she does, she goes shopping for numbers. And if there's one thing we know on this planet, we have that gene, the females. Nobody can outshop a female. Doesn't matter.
That's true.
Who can outshop us?
Nobody.
I mean, born with that gene. I mean, all the men could be out there, you know, on the telephone, writing the bets, but nobody's going to outshop a woman. we're born with that gift. And that's exactly what she does. They hook her up with five of the major families. And when they want her to move money on a game or many games, she's got to go shopping for the best number. It's like anything else. If you're going to, take the favorite, if they want you to bet the favorite, well, you have to try to find the lowest number. If you're taking the other dog, you're going to try to find the highest number. And the numbers do vary by regions in the country based on where the teams are playing. Because naturally, if a team is playing at home, they're going to get more action on that team. And they'll probably raise their number. So, because all the money's coming in that way. And if you're looking, but if they want her to take the points, well, that's where she's got to go shopping. She's got to try to find the highest point. Why take three when you can take 3.5? A half a point in that world, especially in a football, whether it be college or professional, can make all the difference in the world. A half a point is strong. It can be the difference between if the line is three, if a game ends on three, and often they do because of the field goal, a 3-point, you know, that would end up a push. Now, if you were able to lay 2.5 and they win by three, well, you're going to win that bet.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
And the opposite way, if you were taking it. So a half a point could amount to tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
yeah.
And she moved up a money and as high as $50,000 on a game, on one particular game.
Yeah. Wow.
So shopping for numbers becomes very important and crucial, as a matter of fact. And she becomes so good at it that the Godfather ultimately gives her the nickname, she becomes a legend in that world because she's the only woman to have ever gone to the top. And they give her the nickname, the most stand-up lady in the state of New Jersey because along the way, she gets questioned by every law enforcement department out there, with the exception of the KGB, MI6, and the CIA. Everybody comes knocking on her door sooner or later. And ultimately, she, of course, stands up, never gives anybody up, and has to pay the price for it. And that's what the story is. It was never a question of me, would I ever write it? It was always a question of when would I have the time to do it.
Mm.
And to bring a female character in, I'm the only woman on the planet who has ever written a totally mobbed up book. It's never been done.
Mm-hmm.
So I broke ground there as well. And she's believable, Kiki, and what she does. Because it's not just about her working. The sports probably is four chapters out of the whole 23.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see her as a mother with her son. You're going to see her as a dutiful daughter and as a wonderful worker who stands up, shuts up, and gets the job done. I mean, I grew up in Jersey City, which, as you know, is the second largest city, only to Newark.
Yep.
And at the time when I grew up, it had a very large Italian population. So I grew up with surrounded with not only brothers, but guys that some of which grew up and became wise guys. And there's a lot of wise guys in Jersey City. Well, there was. And so I was around them. And I got, because of some of the, and the other thing I did that's never been done in any mob book, and all the others are written by men, I put a cloaking device on the 7 main characters. And by the last chapter, when I uncloak everyone, you will see no one is who you thought they were.
Mm.
So there's the other twist. I stepped outside of the box, kept the story as a mobbed up book, which it is, but I put a cloaking device on them. And all will be revealed in the final chapter. And so that's another slant.
Oh, I love it.
There's another slant to a totally mobbed up book that no one's ever taken that approach.
Yeah.
I don't care which one it is. The Godfather is the Godfather. Everybody is who they, you know, they are the hitmen or the hitman. You know, the couples are the couples. But in this case, I put a cloaking device on them.
Yeah.
And it makes it more of a mystery as much as a mob story.
Yes. I think that's exactly nailed it. We have like a minute left. Was this fun for you to write this?
Oh, absolutely. And it was always my destiny to do it. I knew that. And I loved it. I love naming characters, placing them where I want them to be. And every writer has a different style. I always write the beginning, and then I go right to the end. Because I want to know, and then I fill it in. I want to know where that book is going to be by the end. And that's how I do it. And then I go back and I fill in the rest of it. And it was a tremendous amount of fun. I love it. And, well, I love to write. And right now they're getting ready to release the sequel to my children's book, which is already out. I can see the Rainbow Bridge. The sequel is called Will You Be There When I Call to You? And they're working on that right now.
Wow.
And I'm in the process of finishing my latest novel, which is called Into Forever Land, which is totally different. I don't want to stay. Many authors stay in one genre, and they write the same kind of work, all their mm-hmm. books. And I didn't want that. I want to mix it up. I want to step out. I went from a mob book to children's books. And now I'm going to a lifelong story of friendship and a beautiful love story.
I want to
do it all. I just don't want to stay in one spot.
I love that. I can tell that you don't want to stay in one spot. Tootsie Barron, it's been a delight to talk to you. The book that we were talking about, Sugar Paper, all of her work, you can get that on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's been my pleasure. And stay well. And as I sign off with everybody, as I sign every book, I wish you all that heaven allows.
Oh, I love that hashtag. I wish you all that heaven allows. Tootsie, what a lady. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have
Bye-bye.
A wonderful day.
You Bye. Too. Bye-bye.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original Pure Palo de Arco Super Tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Palo de Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Palo de Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Taking you to the foothills of the snowy mountains, and where would that be? That would be in Australia. I can just visualize it right now. I hope the rest of you listening can as well, including you Australians, by the way, because your country is so diverse. There are so many interesting things about Australia. It boggles my mind. Margaret Colbert joins us, and she has written a book called My Faith Journey, From Ritual to Relationship. Margaret, thanks so much for coming on.
My pleasure.
What drove you to write this book? What made you decide, hey, I'm gonna put this out there in the world. I'm gonna write the book.
I felt that there were other people who, through their life, have been questioning, and I wanted to just encourage people that it is okay to question.
And you've been questioning your faith. What did you tell me? You were writing down your thoughts 20 to 30 years, right?
Yes, but I was questioning even as a child, and I would ask a question. Don't ask questions, just believe what the Pope says.
And so that led you in this direction. It's interesting because being told, hey, don't ask questions, just follow what the Pope says. What did you find that your feelings were once you started to really explore and ask questions? It was different than what you were brought up with, right?
Oh, very much so, yes. But having said that, my mum, while she was very strict with church attendance and obeying the rules and doing all of that, she actually taught me about God. And for that, I am grateful.
And what did she teach you that you passed on to your own children?
that I tried to pass on to my own children, that God is for real, that Jesus is his son, and we can walk with him through each moment of our day.
And that's good, kind of following up on that. How do you walk with God throughout your day? In talking to God or thinking about God, or what is it?
Yes, just that. Thinking about God, talking to him. If there's a problem, you think about things that you've learned. He does provide. He has looked after me on many occasions when I look back through my life, and even at times without even realizing it.
Wow, and that's got to be a good feeling. It's got to be a peaceful feeling. Is it a peaceful feeling?
Yes, but it doesn't mean to say that once you decide on that it's easy. Easy going, or you don't get problems and you don't have to struggle or anything like that, but it just means that you've got that spiritual connection, because I say I'm a spiritual being having an earthly experience, and it's not just what happens here on earth that is the be-all and end-all of living.
Yeah, wow, I like that. Spiritual being having an earthly experience, basically. How about biblically speaking, and certainly growing up with Catholicism and now to where you are with questioning, what are your thoughts about the Bible, and what do you talk about in your book as far as biblically speaking?
Well, in the book, I actually took things that I had been taught and then looked in scripture to see what the basis was for the Catholic teaching. And often I found that some teaching may have been based on just one verse, which you can't isolate one verse in the Bible. You have to take it in context. You can't base any doctrine just even on one book in the Bible. You've got to take the whole.
Take the whole thing. What do you hope people walk away with when they read your book?
If they have been questioning, been on this journey themselves, I would hope that they would be encouraged to keep going.
Yeah, not be afraid to question.
Not be afraid to question, no. It's quite okay. Some of us are brought up with strict political views. Our family has always voted this way, and it can be a rude awakening when you realise that even in that field, I'm not sure. I quite agree with that one.
Yeah, boy, that is definitely the times now. There's no question about that. And this book, My Faith Journey from Ritual to Relationship, you can get that on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Margaret, I hope you open up the conversation for a lot of people, and I'm sure that's what you hope too, as I can tell by what you've written in this book.
Well, I would like to have a conversation with people about it. The downside of the printed one is that I didn't have my contact details in it, but people can send me a message via Facebook if they wish to.
All right, very good. Margaret Colbert, thank you so much for coming on the show.
My pleasure, Kate.
Well, we talked about it in the Man Cave in Hour 1, and with a couple of minutes left in this show, some of what's buzzing around the land is the conversation about Tom Brady. Yeah, I know, there's so many serious things going on, and he's serious. He stunned everybody by saying he's coming back. He's not going to retire. So that's great for Buccaneer fans and for everybody who lives in the Tampa-St. Pete area, because Tom Brady is coming back to to the team. He's not going to anywhere else. He just said on social media, these past couple of months, I've realized my place is still on the field and not in the stands. That time will come. It's not now. He said, I like what he said. I love my teammates. I love my supportive family. They make it all possible. I'm coming back for my 23rd season in Tampa. Unfinished business. Wow. That is huge news. Bruce Arians and everybody else connected to that organization must be so thrilled that Tom Brady is coming back, because that's huge. Talk about seizing the moment. He certainly seized the moment. All right. Meanwhile, really, all eyes are on the Ukraine, and this is the conversation. Sadly, you know, what we're seeing is refugees fleeing. That's a good thing, because they're getting out, though, right? As long as they're getting out. So some Ukrainians have decided to do what I think is unexpected, and that was one of the headlines I even saw, and that's to go home. Because imagine, I've said this, we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth in the United States. Sometimes I think people don't understand the freedom and the men and women who have fought for our freedom, because we don't think about it, right? I mean, I guess we do. I think about it, and I'm sure many of you listening to this show do, but imagine that there's been almost 2 million people who have left the country, but more than 220,000 Ukrainians have returned in the past couple of weeks. They've returned because they want to go home and face whatever that is that they're going to face. And that shows you something. They want to be in their home country despite the missiles, the nonsense, the horrible things that are going on with this invasion. So stay tuned. It's certainly far from over, and we don't know what that end is going to be. All right, speaking of ends, this is another sad one. I think he was a brilliant actor. I liked him in a lot of what I've seen, especially lately. William Hurt, certainly iconic in some senses. 71, he died of natural causes, apparently. He was in lots of different movies. He was in Body Heat, which was kind of controversial with Kathleen Turner. That was in the 80s. He was in The Big Chill. That was another 80s movie, too. But if you go on, go fast forward through his life, and you look at some of the things that he's done lately, I mean, he's appeared in so many things that I watch. He was in the Billy Bob Thornton show, Goliath, and he had a great little spot in that. He was a big actor, but he had great moments as a character actor, I think, in his later years. A lot of people remember him from Broadcast News. He was really funny in Broadcast News, and that was another 80s movie. But wow, a lot of people reacting to him, just an actor that was a theater actor, a film actor, and a face that you would recognize, especially in recent years, because of those incredible little spots that he played, those villainous spots. And if you're a fan of, you know, anything to do with superhero stuff, he was in a ton of those kinds of movies. That's for sure. All right, remember, you can always email me with your thoughts, anything fabulous going on in your neighborhoods. I want to know, because we have some incredible affiliates and incredible listeners. So please tell me your stories. And what a generous country we have, people among us. I just see so many people helping the people in the Ukraine, and it warms my heart. So keep doing what you do. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. That's where you can reach me 24/7. Thanks for listening to the show.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.